Madtown Mom Squad.
Mom!
Yes, indeed, we are back with the beautiful Madtown Mom Squad, dedicated to all the beautiful mommies every single Wednesday at 7:30. I am so happy today because it's a wonderful topic. And say hello to, of course, my beautiful friend and co-host of Madtown Mom Squad, Miss Shanna Powell.
Morning.
Honey. How are you, love?
Good, girl.
How are all five children of yours today?
They're alive.
They're alive.
They're alive. They're good.
I love it. It was so cute. Was it Willow, your little...
Yes, Willow was up this morning with me trying to help me take a shower.
Yeah.
Asking me step by step everything I was doing. So yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Will's like, "You're, honey, I gotta go.
Yeah,
Mom's gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. Gotta go. Bye. So super happy, of course, to see Shanna. Love you, girl.
Love you.
And we are super stoked to have this special guest in studio. Note song, Cecil Park Thompson. Say hello. She is an RN. She is a mama. And today it is all about being a fabulous breastfeeding consultant. Hello to you, young lady.
Good morning, Krista.
Woo!
Shanna, hello.
Good morning.
First off, we're on Facebook Live. So say hi, everybody.
Hey!
We got Tracy holding our Facebook Live, so she's beautiful at that. 3210-931, of course, you can pick up the phone and ask us a question. But today is all about breastfeeding. A mother's milk, honey. It is a true story. So first off, I want to say, breastfeeding, as we all know, is the true way to go, which, you know, that's what we're made for. That's what they're there for. But it's not always easy for all the mommies, note song. So tell us about the breastfeeding in general, and why don't we actually talk about the challenges of it?
You know, I really think it's because the hard truth of breastfeeding gets kind of hidden beneath the shadows of the joys and bliss of babyhood. I mean, babies come and all you think of is beautiful babies, sleeping, eating, going to the bathroom, and that's it. Eat, sleep, go to the bathroom. But really with breastfeeding, it's hard, and it can be really isolating.
It can be really hard.
Yeah, it can.
I know for myself, breastfeeding was the biggest challenge that I had with the overall experience about having my baby. Having Gia was really, really great. But the breastfeeding, I just could not get. I tried for like a month and a half, and I just would never be able to produce enough milk. So I pumped, and then I did that. And it hurts, honey, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, I tried to breastfeed all five of my kids, and I did a little bit, and I, with same as Krista, like I could go, you know, a few months with all of them, and it just, I couldn't produce enough milk, and I remember feeling just very defeated, and I felt like, why couldn't I do this? You know, what's wrong with me? How come I can't? How come I see other people, you know, sitting next to me that, you know, can just have all this milk and just pump and do everything, yeah, and it's just no problem. And it, I remember just feeling so. When my first child, she's 21 now, but nobody told me how bad it was going to hurt. Like I said, oh, you'll have some discomfort, but that was more than discomfort. It was tears. Like I couldn't even, I would just cringe, and then I didn't want to feed her, but then you have to feed her. And it was just, it's just, I needed somebody. I wish there would have been more out there to support. So why do you think it's so important to have so much support?
Well, you know, like the fairy tales, Cinderella, Snow White, they all have these beautiful happy endings.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fairy tales. And they don't talk about that with breastfeeding, because breastfeeding really is truly worth it. I want to put that right out there.
Absolutely.
It's so worth it. It is the best form of nutrition and protection for babies and moms, both now and later. But the truth of the matter is that, like, before you have a baby, even after you have one baby, you have to relearn that. And the baby doesn't come out knowing how to breastfeed. It's all natural, but it doesn't necessarily come naturally.
Right.
So it's something that takes patience, time, and really you have to practice.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have support, because, I mean, this is all backed by science and extensive research, because there's even a study that showed that women who receive any kind of support, are less likely to give up breastfeeding before 5 months. So even if it's a phone call and you're struggling as a breastfeeding mom, if you reach out to another breastfeeding mom or you call your pediatrician or nurse and just say, I'm really having a hard time, that one phone call can make all the difference in the life of your baby.
I think that is so good, again, with the support. I remember being in the hospital, and the nurse that helped me, she was a godsend to help me to learn how to properly, you know, hold Gia, you know, with her mouth in my breast. And it was really like, and when I finally got it, when she finally latched on, it was like
so
a party.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was like super duper happy. By the way, we were having a lot of comments on our Facebook Live. Lisa Zimmerman, we are almost 8 months strong breastfeeding.
Yay. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, Samantha Templin, breast milk is amazing. And she also said, I had a uterine infection, so my body thought I was still pregnant. So I couldn't produce what my baby needed even after the operation to get the placenta all out, but still never got the supply back. But she, again, was a huge supporter of breast milk, as we all are.
Awesome.
I remember you telling me, which I'm really happy again, because it was a challenge for me to produce enough milk, that I heard it's liquid gold with the colostrum. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, girl, colostrum.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so in the first 1 to 2 days of your baby's life, it seems like your breasts are so huge. Oh. They're like 10 times the size of your head.
Yeah.
And there's nothing coming.
Yeah.
Like, what is in there?
Yeah.
And they feel like rocks.
They do.
But even before your baby's born, like as you're pregnant, you're starting to produce breast milk. And colostrum is liquid gold. I like to think of it as newborn breast milk. It's concentrated. It's like, you know, the Tide Pods. It's those little tiny pods. And there's so much power in like one pin drop of that colostrum. And in that 2 days that the baby gets liquid gold, it's like Bella in Twilight casting the shield of protection over her Edward vampire lover. I know, that's the imagery I love to share with moms, because it's really true. But that colostrum, every single drop that baby gets in the first 2 days of life is like casting a shield of protection, of immunity over them, and it protects them, especially during this viral season. It just protects them instantly. Babies with who are breastfed have less ear infections. They have less viral diarrhea, vomiting type of GI problems, which babies really can't tolerate after a while. You know, they don't fight it as much.
Wow.
So,
yeah. I didn't know all that.
Yes. So think
either.
Of Bella.
I love me some Bella. I was so happy when Bella had her baby. Did she have her baby?
Did she breastfeed?
I don't know if she breastfeeded. Did she breastfeed?
I don't know. Vampire teeth, man.
I know. Ooh, yeah.
A little savage.
Yeah. The teeth.
Talk about challenging.
Yeah, very much so. But it's true. I mean, you know, for a lot of moms, sometimes you can feel judged if you feel like, gosh, you know, I don't know if I'm able to supply enough. I might have to go to formula. Why is it that moms feel judged in this particular topic?
You know, I think across the board, for some weird reason, and with motherhood and fellow moms, it's weird. There's this weird shaming or judging, like if it's breastfeeding or even crawling. Well, my baby crawled today.
Right.
Well, my baby breastfeeds like a champ.
Right.
And you're sitting there like, oh me too, as your breasts are bleeding and chapped. But I think it's a lot of times depending on the situation, it really is case by case. But sometimes some cultures have to kind of use a tough love theory, because there might be some background that is preventing. Some barriers are preventing women from breastfeeding. I learned that when I was becoming a consultant, that they have to kind of use this tough love. Like, you better breastfeed. It's the best for your baby, because they're trying to break some like myths and thoughts about it. But as far as it goes for me, when I'm helping out moms, that doesn't work for me. The whole Bobby Knight, I'm going to shame you into being a good breastfeeding mom basketball player. Yeah. You know, like it just doesn't work for me. I really think that positive reinforcement and cheerleading is the best way. So, but as moms, we have to hold each other up. We have to support each other, and we have to admit that sometimes we fall down, but that the other ones are there to hold each other up, especially with breastfeeding, because it is not easy, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
It's so worth it.
Yeah,
it is.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Again, we've got more comments. Lisa says, I've been breastfeeding my Zen 2 years now, and he sleeps very, very well. So very happy about that. 3210931. If there's a question or a comment that you would have to say about your journey with breastfeeding.
Oh, what's that?
With breastfeeding altogether. Oh, so,
I mean, I think a lot of women don't. I think breastfeed also in, because they think like they don't want to do it in public. They get embarrassed. They get okay. How do I do this? You know, and not have people looking at me. And people still do look. I think it's getting better. I think that people are becoming more accepting and you know, supporting. But still, you still really feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And you know, breastfeeding support comes in many forms.
Yeah.
The breastfeeding moms need that support for themselves, but even breastfeeding supporters, they need to be able to be advocates for those moms. I mean, not only cheerleaders, but when somebody is shaming a mom for breastfeeding in public, right in front of a Victoria's Secret store, like, okay, there is
girl.
A poster of a woman and her breasts are just hanging right out there.
Yes, they are.
And then a mom is trying to give nutrition to her baby.
Yeah.
You really have to step up and put the hand there and be like, no, You cannot do that. She's giving nutrition to her baby. Or even if I see a mom breastfeeding, like say on the soccer field or waiting in a ballet waiting room with my daughter, mm-hmm. I make it a point to go up to that mom and just say, you know what? I think it's so beautiful that you're doing that. Ooh. That's wonderful. And, you know, and then I get all these stories of women saying, oh, you know, I was just at a restaurant and somebody told me to breastfeed my baby in the bathroom. Mm. I'm like, really? Are you going to? And then I would love to just, I'm waiting for that moment when I can just say, oh, your steak looks delicious. How would you like to have it on the toilet? Like, really?
Kind of. Yeah. Shanna, you had a fabulous interaction with someone.
This was unbelievable. And, you know, I'm pretty passive and I don't really tend to ever say much if I just am pretty quiet. I was at the library with my kids and it was a children's event. So there was a lot of kids and it was very hectic. And we were playing and I saw this husband come up to his wife and he said, oh my goodness, you're never going to believe what I just saw, talking to his wife. And I was just kind of not being nosy, but maybe a little bit. And he's like, there was these three women sitting in the hallway breastfeeding their kids right out in public. And the woman was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. And you know, I stood there for a second and I thought, I can't, I have to say something. So I said, you know, excuse me, sir, sorry for interrupting. And I said, you know, where would you like them to feed their babies? And he said, well, how about the bathroom?
Ooh,
and I
girl.
Said, well, so you have kids? And he's yeah. like, yes. And I said, well, so do you feed them in the bathroom? Do you eat in the bathroom? And he said, oh, this woman's not worth our time. And he walked away and the woman's like, oh, we have to go, I'm on call. So I'm thinking, this woman must be a physician. And I thought, how,
right.
you know, and I kind of just stopped because I'm like, I'm getting a little irritated. And I just felt terrible because they even had wraps on. I saw them when I walked in, the women. They had, you know, little blankets over, whatever. Nobody would have even known if you weren't looking to really know what they were doing. So I was shocked. And I told Krista this story a long time ago. And I still, every time I tell it, I'm like, my heart gets pounding. And I just thought, that takes a lot of nerve.
It does. But the thing is, you saying something, all of us saying something, or just giving a high five, a shout out to a mom who's breastfeeding in public, I think the key to making it normal is normalizing it, championing it. Because really, at the end of the day, all of these babies, right, they're healthy. And they're getting that cast of protection, you know, the Bella protection. And ultimately, it's good public policy for moms to breastfeed their babies.
Absolutely.
It means less ear infection, which means less, you know, medical health expenses. I mean, it all is such a wonderful avalanche of good things. So, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it was
way to be a champ, girl, because I would be with you. I mean, you know, for some dude to say something like that, you have no idea.
He looked so appalled. Before he said it, I thought, I'm like, oh my God, I wonder what he just saw. Like, I thought it was just like this, you know, terrible thing. And then just say, oh, these women are breastfeeding in a hallway.
Discreetly.
With their other kids trying to, you know, they're trying to corral all their kids. And that's awesome for them because that's tough.
Yeah. That is super tough. Hey, listen, people are blowing up Facebook Live right now. Teresa Smith, I definitely felt defeated because afterwards I lost all my supplies. Again, this, like you said, no song, this is a normal thing that a lot of us women go through. Mm-hmm. But again, it's wonderful what you do because there are so many women that need a champ. They need someone by their side to help them get through it. So again, Note Song is a breastfeeding consultant. She is very passionate about this and so much more. We are going to be talking more about this topic in general coming up. What are the alternative options, again, if a mom cannot produce milk? More to come. Again, with the Madtown Mom Squad with Shanna Powell and the beautiful Note Song Cecil Park Thompson coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Madtown Mom Squad.
Mom!
Yes, indeed, we are back at it with the Madtown Mom Squad. Beautiful Ms. Shanna Powell, girl, always happy to see you.
Girl.
Too. Yes, and we have our special guest, Note Song Cecil Park Thompson. She is a beautiful RN and a big educator when it comes to supporting breastfeeding. We are so happy you are here today, love.
Thank you, Chris. I'm so excited to be here.
3210931. If you have a question or a comment, our Facebook page is lighting up like nothing else. So, Shanna, you have to tell everyone what we were just talking about.
So, I mean, is it true that breastfeeding makes your breasts sag?
No,
it's
the biggest breastfeeding myth ever. And
yeah, crazy. You know,
and some women really are very particular. They just don't want that to happen. But in truth, what really makes your breast sag is that pregnancy stretches the ligaments of your breast tissue and whether you breastfeed or not. I mean, and also age, genetics, and the number of pregnancies you've had also plays a role. So,
really?
Yeah, yes.
Who knew? Again,
I did not know that.
I think every one of us ladies really believe that the breastfeeding really made them sad. I mean, sometimes it looks like like flapjacks. I'm like, what?
Oh, that's, yeah.
I didn't, or they look like pancakes. Pancakes. I don't that's want pancakes always, every yeah, day.
Right. And that's what I thought it was from. I got to think of something else.
That's
now.
Right.
Dang it.
I decided to change my pancakes and get them done thanks to Dr. Bartel.
Girl, it was get
a,
it?
It was a personal choice.
That's
it was
right.
my journey.
That's right.
And I'm super happy with my results. So, Nosan, let's talk about this. So, what are the alternatives for moms who couldn't produce enough? I couldn't produce enough milk. I had to change to formula. So, tell the ladies who have tried really hard what else they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the thing about alternative options and, you know, not producing enough milk is that's kind of a myth as well. Like, the whole thing about breastfeeding, it comes down to this. It works on demand and supply. So the more the baby demands, the more your supply will increase.
Wow.
Doesn't that, so it's a little backward because you hear supply and demand, but it's demand and supply. So even with pumping while you're breastfeeding, the baby's suck is so much stronger than any industrial strength breast pump that exists. And so with pumping, it's great to continue pumping while you're breastfeeding. But ultimately what it comes down to is that baby's your greatest, strongest factory. So the more you breastfeed and things like that, more production will happen, the more breast milk will happen. But, you know, so what I do when I talk to women who are breastfeeding and having struggles and looking at alternative options is I just go right back to basics. I start asking them questions like, so tell me what's going on. Are you having trouble with your latch? What about the frequency? Just give me all the details because it's really a case by case situation. And certainly there are women that can produce enough breast milk for, you know, an entire country. Like my sister-in-law was able to do that.
Oh, God. Let's give them a hand.
Yes, I know, right? But every time I breastfed or pumped, I would produce maybe 1 to 2 ounces. And it was so frustrating for me, right?
Too.
Because it was hard. But it really just comes down to demand and supply. So that's another myth that people think, I just was not a milk factory. But finding the basics and getting down to the real reasons why something might or might not be happening. But as far as alternative options, I mean, here's the thing. Formula is not evil. It's not. And ultimately, I always tell moms, it's up to you. I'm going to arm you with all the knowledge. Knowledge is power. And it's really up to moms to decide how best to nourish their babies. That's an individual decision. And I applaud any mom that's even going to take a minute to even learn about breastfeeding. But when it comes down to it, it's their decision. But alternative options, some women who can't breastfeed directly, they have trouble with latch, they can pump and then provide the breast milk through a bottle. That's absolutely fine. That's still breastfeeding in my eyes.
Yeah. True.
It still is.
Yeah,
you can supplement.
It's a lot of work, too.
Yeah, it is. You can supplement with formula. I supplemented my son for the first 2 weeks. He drank from a little medicine cup of breast milk because he couldn't latch. He had a tongue tied.
Oh, my grandson is the same way. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he had like lapped it up like a little kitten.
Oh,
it was
cute.
But I was I cried every day because I'm like, I want to breastfeed. I want that magic time.
Right.
And I couldn't. So you can do that. You can also supplement formula with breast milk, and that's fine. There's so many options. So many options. But even if you breastfeed, honestly, for 2 days or a week or 3 months or several years, whatever it is, every ounce counts. Every single drop. And I am just like giving a high five to every mom out there that makes an attempt to do it because it is hard, but it's so worth it. It just is so worth it. So yeah, lots of options.
I like it on the options, honey.
So what do you think are the keys to breastfeeding success, basically?
I think support from families, your spouse, partner, friends, doctor, nurse, mom support groups are great.
Love it.
If you just Google breastfeeding support, it's going to light up.
Do we have a lot of them in Madtown?
Yeah, we do. And you know, I haven't looked at it recently for support groups, but there's like the Leche League.
Okay.
There's just lots of different places. But if there's any moms out there that are struggling, the first place you should really start is your pediatrician's office because they have great resources. And a lot of time, pediatricians and nurses on staff are breastfeeding experts themselves, which is great. But really, like, support is number one. Knowledge, knowing the basics and the benefits for moms and babies, hunger cues, the demand and supply theory, and that support begins even before baby is born. So when you're still pregnant, if you arm yourself with that knowledge, you know, it just empowers you because if I do A, then B will happen. My baby will have less ear infections or I will, like for breastfeeding moms, your risk of breast cancer reduces by 2.4%.
Wow.
For every month that you breastfeed.
World.
Isn't that amazing?
That's
Nobody
amazing.
Knows that.
No.
Yeah.
Fabulous stuff right here. Again, we are talking about breastfeeding. Girl, we are out of time, but No Song, you did such an amazing job bringing all this fabulous knowledge again to Madtown. A lot of people, again, are saying, yes, we need more support when it comes to breastfeeding and so much more. So it's really, really great topic to talk about. So if someone wants to get a hold of you, because you are, I mean, this is what you do, how can they reach out to you on social media?
Oh, well, I have a I have my personal Facebook page, but if they contact, you know, 93.1 Jams, the Facebook page.
We'll get them contacted.
Yeah, I would love to talk to anybody.
Oh, I love that. Shanna, I love you, girl.
Love you.
Love you. And again, that is it for the Madtown Mom Squad. Each and every Wednesday, it is happening for all the beautiful moms out there. Make sure you follow us on the Madtown Mom Squad Facebook page, and we have our Instagram page. And again, if you have any questions concerning breastfeeding, we will make sure we get that out to Note Song. So just let us know. Until next time, we are out. Later.
Yeah. Rush to Work with Chris.